Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I'm sure it was nothing to do with
something unweed related.
Right. So, hello, welcome to The Industry is Doom. I am Mickey.
I am Blake, and we have been lost in the wilderness. Hello.
Hello. Sorry, we took a month to just be lazy and jubilant since the world didn't end on October 19th.
What was happening on the 19th?
Exactly. We were so far away from this thing that mattered so much, and now it's nothing. That was the election.
Was that it?
That was the election.
Did we have an election? We did have an election.
We had an election, and so long as you're not paying attention to the conservatives, we all agree that the election is over. They're still running the same
That's
messages,
a fair assessment.
And it's so weird.
Every leader's reaction to that election, except for Elizabeth May, was completely ridiculous.
No.
Oh, yeah. And Yves-François Blanchet,
well,
everyone except for him and Elizabeth May.
That's because he was having the time of his life.
As he should be. He should be having the time of his life right now. The only thing that annoyed me with him at all during the entire campaign, election, anything, was when in his speech at the end he, you know, remarked that they were a sovereigntist party and of course they would eventually, like, be seeking sovereignty. And I was like, just don't do that, though, because, like, the majority of Quebec seem to not really want that, which is nice. They just want a socially responsible, leftist, environmentally thoughtful party that stands up for Quebec. Why don't you just be that? Like, but again,
the Bloc doesn't have to be separatist.
It's hard to be unbiased about that in the Maritimes when you're like, oh, sure, cut us off.
Great. No, just, you know, we'll how about we switch places geographically?
Hacked off limbs usually turn out all right.
That's fantastic. We're not at all an economically depressed part of the country relative to the rest of it.
I think about this whenever the Quebec issue comes up, separation comes up. I'm like, what would happen to us out here? And the most horrifying conclusion I can come to is that we would probably end up having to join America.
Yeah. Now that's almost a completely straightforward yes to that.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, it's actually so considered that there are every now and then the United States release their war games, like when they're outdated or you know, as a kind of a diplomatic show of like, so
there was that one Project Invade Canada, whatever that was called.
Exactly. Yeah. And I believe it was about 8 years ago during one of the last releases, they they included a situation where we were already part of them. So Maine connects to New Brunswick,
mm-hmm.
Nova Scotia, PEI, which is funny because it's like, seriously, Canada would lose its seat of confederation.
Mm-hmm.
But since PEI wasn't a founding province, it's also kind of like, but would that really be a loss? Because it was already not important for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to East Coast Canada.
Shit, I don't know what happened in Newfoundland.
I know exactly what
Newfoundland wouldn't join America.
Newfoundland would likely go in for some sort of connection, not fully, you know, like part of, but connection to Britain. They are still so British.
Newfoundland joining the EU instead would be the funniest thing.
That would be wonderful as well.
That would be fantastic.
Well, then they could fight it out with the Basque again. The Basque fishermen who were, I think it was like the early 90s, they were stealing like fishing grounds and all that. But also,
well, in fairness, it's called Port of Basque. They were like, it belongs to us. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like, we've
been here for about... This is how Basque people talk,
apparently. Oh, yeah, what are you talking about? Well, if you think about the friggin' history of Newfoundland...
Which I do not often do.
It was discovered, quote-unquote, discovered by John Caboto, an Italian guy who was high... Italian or Portuguese? I can't
remember. Giovanni Caboto?
Giovanni
Caboto.
And he was hired by the British, which is how you end up with John Cabot. Yeah. So, like, already, Newfoundland has this weird, deep tie to, like, Spain and Italy. And it always has, because the Basque have been going there for, like, 800 years, and it's only... 500 years old?
Which is fair, because if you think about your average Newfoundlander, they definitely resemble the swarthy Mediterranean types. They're definitely not pale to the point of translucency.
You know, Corsica, Sicily, St. John's.
Yes, he's...
we've already ruptured the format.
There's the first.
Ooh, I know, right? We're talking about national news during the local segment, and the truth is there's actually not much local to talk about.
And it doesn't matter. It's a federal election. It is both.
It is at the heart of it.
There's so much local stuff. There are local ridings. We should probably address things happening.
Yes.
Oh, but first, back to the rupturing of the format for a moment.
Shall we?
The federal leaders.
Yes.
So we'll start with the sane ones. So, Francois Blanchet. So the only thing he did that annoyed me, again, is a very selfish thing, because I don't want to be an American.
Yeah, that would be unappreciated.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I just don't want to.
I don't want my homeland to be American, thank you. Yeah. Elizabeth May. Retired. Smart move.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
It was time.
That should have happened.
Yep.
And it was really good of her to actually notice.
Stay tough in the House and fight for electoral reform.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, you know, all your party namesake stuff, but, like, also electoral reform, so you can get ahead there, please. Yeah, that's fine.
Unfortunately, I don't think that they've... because this was to avoid nationally campaigning. It was a promise to her daughter.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, I don't think they really, really thought that concept through, if it's true and not just, you know, I'm spending time with my family.
No, well, she just got married, too. I think
this is very true.
Yeah, I don't blame her for wanting to spend more time on personal stuff.
Come the next election, they're still going to roll her out to every single stop.
Of course they are, but they'll have, like, a dual presence at least, and that's fine.
Oh, at least, but, like, unless that person is super charismatic... Everyone's going to just go right to her.
It's hard to say whether she wants to or not, depending on who the new leader is, because it's not like Stephen Harper was rip-roaring around screaming for Andrew Scheer to get ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, Stephen doesn't do things for other people.
No.
Stephen does things for Stephen.
That should be, like, the only thing written about his leadership.
Shit for anyone.
Yeah, he didn't give a shit about other people.
Yeah, Stephen did
not
quite fine.
Not a terrible, ultimately not a terrible steward of the ship of state, blargy blarg, not the best.
So long as you have a strong Supreme Court standing there going, no, Stephen, put it down. Put it down, Stephen.
Yeah. Okay, But oh yes, you're getting us off the non-format format again.
Ah.
So who's next in the sanity line? Oh, Jagmeet Singh.
Yeah, Jagmeet was
doing the only thing he can since he's leading a broke party that just lost a bunch of seats. Just yelling about things.
I mean, you know, he pulled off just looking like he won. Because at least now he has some influence. Yeah. They didn't lose enough to lose influence.
Yeah. Nobody gives a sweet fuck about the NDP.
Yeah, exactly. So he's allowed, essentially, to skate
on. I say that, and I'm going to give a full confession here, because I make a lot of noise about my dislike of the NDP.
Yeah.
On all levels. Because I still genuinely have issue with a lot of them.
Yeah.
But when the chips are down and your options are what they are, sometimes you just gotta vote orange.
I'll take orange in a riding,
mm-hmm.
and if I trust the person running. I didn't know the person in my riding,
mm-hmm.
and I live in a riding that was a lock anyway, so...
I live in a riding that was probably close to a lock,
yeah.
but there was a chance, and the only chance that would have flipped it is if enough people were angry, like me, specifically about... I've said this so many times about being promised voter reform.
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't vote Liberal. Nothing to do with the candidate. I just couldn't vote Liberal.
Yeah.
Because I was promised voter reform. And then just shat on. Couldn't do that. So voted for Team Orange. Didn't know a thing about the candidate as a person. Read about her, of course, a little bit, because I'm not completely irresponsible, and she seemed very reasonable. Heard anecdotally from people, you know, it's Dartmouth. I'm like, well, I know her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it was just, nope, I couldn't bring myself to do it, and I'm not going to spoil my fucking vote. That's childish behavior.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything unless you have a very specific point.
Well, they don't count them or analyze them. They're just thrown in the garbage.
Oh, exactly. Well, that's why,
at the local level, at the immediate poll level, if it's spoiled.
Right? A true spoiled ballot has to occur, like, in these days on social media. Like, in the past, you had enough people literally lined up and, like, you know, your booth was just, like, a cubicle wall. Mm-hmm. You could stand up and be like, I spoil my vote! And people would, like, have to notice because you're being loud.
Mm-hmm. Now, oh, don't encourage that.
Yeah. Now the whole point of it would be to film the spoiling, but you have to have a specific
reason. Are you advocating sharing filming your sharing your films?
If you're already... Listen, if you're already going to be a little bitch about it, and you want to make a really big stink that at least will, like, get newspapers to pay attention because, oh, how fun. Someone's actually doing something and it's not just the same fucking story.
Good Lord. I don't want to go on the record as recommending what you're saying, first of all, because of what it is, let alone because your justification is you want to be in the paper to prove a point. That is even
if
worse.
If someone wants to spread a message.
We're going to have to circle back to local news because we got to talk about the bridge protest. It happened a bit ago.
Yeah, okay. So yeah.
But we're going to get through the federal leaders first. We can do this as a team.
We
can stay on this particular hot topic.
It'll take us half an hour to get halfway there.
Jagmeet Singh, though, he's being a bit loud and bossy and demandy because that's really the only option he has.
Yeah.
They need to raise some funds seriously hard, and they can only do that by appearing interesting.
I think he does have, yes, you're absolutely right about appearing interesting. I think the threats aren't helping him because what he should do is throw on swagger. Yes, you lost seats, but you didn't fuck up the election and result in the Conservatives. And at the same time, you know, you didn't lose the party. You still have potential power in a minority. Yeah. So he should just swagger everything. He should pretend, at least in public, that he is prime minister. He's the young hip prime minister.
That'd be great.
Like, and just like every time
it worked. Last one.
And anytime he wanted to forward an NDP platform, which is that should be all he's doing now, is pushing the platform on the Liberals.
Mm-hmm.
He should.
Well, the Liberals take their policies anyway, so you might as well shove them in their face.
You might as well. So like he should just essentially treat Trudeau as a notary. Sign this for me, will you?
Oh my god!
The party
if
would
that
love
shows
it,
up as a Jag tweet.
Supporters would
I'm
love
so
it.
Happy.
Oh Jag my god! Tweet. Jag tweet. But he, like the party would love it because they get shit done. Mm-hmm. The supporters would love it because they'd finally get to be.
Who would he alienate just by showing bravado right now?
Already upset white men who don't like seeing people of his complexion with power. But they're already pissed off and they're watching
hockey.
You know
what? I'm over it because he walked a good line for me. I have particular, things about religion. We've been over this many times.
Yeah.
However, Jagmeet Singh wears what he wants. Mm-hmm. That's fine. In the house, that's fine. Nobody has an issue about it because, this is outside of Quebec, Canada, and apparently, secularism is not something that you're allowed to be remotely strident about.
No.
But he certainly hasn't demanded that anything be done to court challenge Quebec's law.
Yeah.
He's staying out of that local thing.
Well, to be fair, it's not like he
and
could
I am
do
fine
anything.
With that.
Yeah.
Well, no, but he could be demanding that. He could be demanding that there be a court challenge to that.
He could certainly...
Or that there be a federal challenge to that.
Yeah, but it's going to happen regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's way smarter for him to just be like, I have no actual power over this. I can't make any changes. If I could, I would.
I have a lot of admiration for a society that espouses secularism. Do I think Quebec is doing it perfectly? Lord, no.
No, do not base that shit on racism.
Do I think... I'm not going to paint them with that brush. I don't think it's that bad.
Fair.
But I don't think it's what it should be.
The thing is, it sometimes, in Quebec, is totally absolutely that bad.
And or manifests as that, which is no better.
Yeah. Montreal can be fun, but, you see things.
Oh, you can't paint the whole province.
The corridor between Montreal and Toronto, like...
You are from Nova Scotia. So you can't paint the whole province.
I went to high school there. I lived there for 4 years plus like 2 summers going back and forth.
That's not why I'm saying you can't paint like Quebec from away. I'm saying you can't paint them because you're from this province, which is just as bad, if not worse.
Yes, no, we are quite terrible, but it's at least not legislated currently, and we're stripping legislation. We do absolutely have problems here, and oh my god, do we have problems. Mm-hmm. But we're not adding to it. And that, in a world a world on fire, that is
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Well, for instance, we've...
That we're not adding to it. Through pollution and the sites we choose alone.
No, I'm just talking about racism.
That's... So am I. I'm talking about environmental racism. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, stuff like that
not funny haha, but funny weird thing.
Funny,
most of our environmental travesty sites are, like, not necessarily near white suburban communities.
Yeah, that's bad.
Nova Scotia, just be quieter about it.
And they fixed the tar pond, which was really the only one that was near white people, so it's kind of curious that happened.
Yeah, but it's Cape Bretoners, and they're like, they might as well not be white based on the way most of society views them in Canada.
Oh my god.
I think that's a fair assessment.
That is. There's something...
Shadesless, of course, but like...
There's something Tennessee Williams about that. I don't quite know what, but that sounds like the kind of thing of like, there's Andrea, It's like, oh my god.
I'm not sure that's something I'm willing to stand by then, huh? Moving back to federal leaders, we'll get there. The one who thought he won so hard on election night.
Oh my god!
The one who gave a speech like he won a rip roaring mandate from everyone. The fuck was that about?
I think.
Who do you think he is?
I think it's pure just. Well, it's the same thing that I think Jagmeet should be doing.
Well, yes,
he decided to just do
it. Here I am demanding bravado with you from Jagmeet Singh, who won significantly less. And did significantly... Well, I don't think he did significantly more damage to the brand, is the thing.
No, that wasn't
Whereas
him.
Justin Trudeau abso-fucking-lutely did.
Yeah.
Absolutely did.
He absolutely
he
did.
He got them there last time, so it's fair. He really just balanced the scales, but Jesus Christ... Oh, do you guys want coffee or anything? No, I'm good.
Oh, nice. There, it finally came through. No, it only took like 2 hours. Great.
We're really good at getting started on time. I think his meeting with all the other leaders was cute, especially the one with Scheer. It's like, yes, we're gonna sit down together and see if we have any common ground. It's like, hey, no, you don't. Just, no. Just go straight to the photo op if you must.
Yeah, I know exactly how that went. Mm-hmm. Shear would have gone off on a list of impossible demands, and Justin would have just shook his head, or nodded his head, and gone, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
No, I think he would have said something smarmy and superior to him, definitely.
That's at the end. You have to wait till he really amps himself up, gets through it, exhausts himself, and he's like, well, say something. And he just goes,
And then you really lay it on thick about, like, about the dangers of partisanship. And fuck you.
And in French, just to keep Andrew having to think instead of respond. Oh, I'm outside the door.
That's perfect.
And so, yeah, then we get, like, so we...
And then we have... Yeah, the following.
The man who would be king, who would be fool.
Who would not resign at the appropriate occasion.
He had such a great chance, and they're going to can his ass no matter what.
In fairness, now they might learn something. Because now they're like, well, what went wrong? What went wrong if we can't immediately demand his resignation? And it's like, oh, okay, well, his social stance is for one thing, all of your general hypocrisy for another, your bad ideas that don't jive with the Canadian mainstream, that's also bad. But mainly it's your fucking crazy social issues. Knock that shit off. A lot of us want to be fiscally conservative. Oh, but you know what we want even more than that? Environmental policy that has a hope in hell. And also, knocking that fucking shit off. Let's bring back Peter McKay. No, just knock all that shit off instead. Oh, and get an environmental policy.
Although he is gonna roll back in. That is your destiny.
Well, of course. But who's gonna vote for a party that openly still has people who question climate change?
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. And
that not only doesn't have an environmental policy, but that is like, oh, well, we're the party for those people.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, okay, you're the party for fatalism. Great, you're not going to grow at all.
Yeah, you want to be pro-individual liberty and opportunity for all? You know how you do that? With a world that can support human life.
Yeah, living is just a necessary...
Just to start as a bare minimum.
Right? I mean,
that seems good.
My God, here's a concept.
You are conservatives and you cannot conserve the environment. How is this a thing?
Well, here's a concept. How, dear conservative elected officials, do you expect to get a pension if everything collapses and there's no money to pay you?
Everyone pisses me off more than the conservatives on the day-to-day, except for their weird social nonsense people and the general lack of environmental integrity. That's it. I would probably be a fucking conservative. I would be that fucking asshole. I would be a gay goddamn conservative if they just had environmental policy and knocked all that social shit off. Jesus.
Oh, that guy, that's not gonna happen anytime
soon. Oh, right? Ugh. At least now, maybe they'll do some navel-gazing while they pretend Andrew Scheer isn't the definite problem, because he's one of a series of definite problems.
He's a symptom of it.
He's Stephen Harper with a smile. Oh, my God.
That's a bad thing.
So now we want a smiling ghoul. Great.
Right? And speaking of Stephen, it's super telling of the future of the Conservative Party that he's essentially abandoned them because they won't listen to him, and they're kind of pissed at him now. And he's going to roll with the UCP and the separatists, the Alberta Separatist Party, which is the most hilarious reaction to the election.
No, I feel like there's so many things we have to do first before we go Wexiting. Like, we're absolutely gonna. Oh my God, I can't wait. It was the Andrew Scheer being an American thing I had to get to first.
Yes. So
no. Just to encapsulate, nobody ever asked me. That was his response.
Nobody ever asked me.
Why did this guy knew he never asked me? Fuck you.
Okay, so how about why did the party, which would have looked into you beforehand, also decided not to tell anyone?
Nobody ever asked you when you were vetted? Because that seems like a bit of an oversight.
Right? Then in which case,
they asked me. Okay, well then if they knew, why didn't anyone? Yes. Ugh.
Right? There's no
it's
good
not
answer
even
because
an
it's...
issue if you had addressed it beforehand.
Exactly. But he was the speaker for years. He's been a politician for decades. Mm-hmm. And no one knew.
No. Which seems more like that's the thing. It reeked of I've been concealing it more than anything.
Mm-hmm. And so the cover-up, as with Watergate, the cover-up is what got him.
He has to go. But the, like, period before a leadership review where they pretend that he's not the problem, I think is actually going to do... the most harm and the most good to the party.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely, because they're just going to delude themselves. While they, like, the actual problems will be raised.
No, infight. And infighting among conservatives is great.
Oh, it's delicious.
Because that's what threshes out the nonsense from time to time. It seems like once a generation, they're just like, okay, we need to make this shit work. And that's going to involve shutting up a lot of the nonsense.
Yeah, and sometimes the nonsense wins, which is how you end up with, like, Trump and the conservative party itself existing. Because, you know, there used to be the PC, and then the nonsense took over.
Oh, see, no, I think the nonsense was the nonsense before. I think splitting the right is really the nonsense. I think by uniting, as much as I hate the United Conservative Party because the progressive conservatives were much more palatable to me,
yeah,
I think that United Party kept a lid on things for the first while pretty hard.
They did, but, like...
But then they went full...
Yeah, the problem with conservatives is they assume that eventually you're going to stop looking. Liberals assume you're not looking at all.
No, the problem with the conservatives is they kept a lid on the crazy for the longest time and just were boring. That was one of their worst sins, is that they were just boring and kind of just non-empathetic as a national leadership party. And that was, you know, not great. But it's like being in a bad marriage that isn't terrible. Yeah, it's not hurtful.
Better
it's
than just evil, you know, and sneering.
It's just, duck. It's certainly not inspiring. Like, yeah, I guess I'm warm at night and there's a roof over my head and I'm not, you know, being sworn at and degraded. And
yeah.
Fine. Yeah, the water's still on. Yeah, the car still runs on time. Fine, whatever. But, you know, that's okay. But then they went all like, oh, like... Dark people hotline, and it's like, nope, yeah. No.
New.
Your boutique tax cuts were offensive. This is just straight up horrifying. Don't do that.
If you touch the Nazi shit, we have to get rid of you. Mm-hmm. That's the way that works.
I don't even think we need to go local because there's only the stupid bridge protest, and we can only regurgitate what's already been laughed off about that anyway.
There's so much
happening nationally because of that election.
Oh, I know.
There's so much to rehash.
So
here's our in-depth analysis of the election a month or so later.
Yeah, but, like, perspective's good with stuff like that. Especially when, like...
Well, out of perspective and not, like, personal illness and, like, all kinds of things.
That works as well.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely being able to say, like, a month after this election has been great, because if we were just talking about it immediately after, it would be, oh, and they're going to get rid of Andrew Scheer... And Jagmeet Singh has power, but less power.
It'd be 40%. Thank God this is over.
Exactly, the exhaustion was incredible. I don't think I did a thing for like 2 days. Yeah, but now there's developments because we have our own little group of lunatics out west who took it really, really badly, and they want to leave Canada. Wexit, Western exit. An impossibility.
They launched themselves with the tagline, we're going to build that pipeline and we're going to make Quebec pay for it.
Yes, they did.
That should tell you everything you need to know. And people are like, well, it worked in America. And I'm like, if it works in Alberta, then Alberta deserves to be a completely landlocked country. Like, go to town. Like,
yeah. That's you go ahead with no trading partners, devalued credit. The European market doesn't want to touch them. The American market is pulling out.
Well, it's Alberta and Saskatchewan, apparently, where there's any supposed interest in this. But they're trying to bring Manitoba and BC in, which everyone in Manitoba and BC that I know and hear from is either, like, highly entertained or just straight up furious about that.
Oh, and the premiers have already... The premiers of Manitoba and BC have already said, no, go away.
Yeah.
But the most fascinating thing about this specific stupidity is it actually is... well, there's two things. One's horrifying, and the other is fascinating. We'll go with fascinating first. Save the flavor.
I feel part of the problem even talking about this as an aside, but I think it has to be done.
I know. Well, yeah, exactly. If we didn't mention it, then it would be what the fuck. But... The first is that it's entirely grassroots. This isn't a reaction that we are aware of that is a scheme on behalf of the Conservative Party. This seems to be...
Well, no, because it's going to splinter the right.
Exactly, because they've intentionally said that they're setting up a federal party for this which would fracture the very heart and foundation of the conservative voting bloc. These two provinces are a literal block in the middle of Canada that 90% of the conservative support bases is in.
This is why this was inevitable, though. Because they vote and they vote and they vote and they vote conservative and they vote conservative and they vote conservative and they vote fucking conservative and they vote fucking conservative. Even when the Conservative Party doesn't represent their interests, when the Conservative Party doesn't represent the interests of anyone outside of their area.
Yeah.
We're currently more towards the latter. So, of course, they're still stuck in opposition. Of course, the West isn't even represented by the Liberal Party right now.
Yeah.
But what does that get them? Nothing. So they just keep voting conservative and keep getting more angry and disenfranchised and alienated. Of course they're voting for fringe parties. It's ridiculous that this was allowed to happen. We're sitting in a fucking den in North Dartmouth knowing this was ridiculous that this was allowed to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Of course this is happening.
Yeah.
It's stupid, though.
It's so dumb.
That's not necessarily a reason that it couldn't happen, of course.
Yeah, no, it could happen, but the result would be an incredible, incredible clusterfuck. Because Native groups are already ready to go hard at this. Mm. Because that's a lot of that province is, those two provinces are their land. And they have the deeds that show it.
Yeah. Oh, Brexit may be a hot mess, but any province separating in Canada would be, I doubt, worse. Brexit is a real hot mess.
Yeah.
But it would be.
But at least they're all together.
Yeah, potentially worse. They're so multi-layered and complicated. As soon as you add in native rights and land claims,
exactly.
Have fun in court forever.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, you're trying to get access. Yeah.
You're gonna preemptively separate anyway and sort it out later. Okay, well, how about all of Canada's military bases on your land and all of their, citizens from across the country that are based in your military bases? How about your citizens that are based elsewhere? how complicated does this get immediately?
Well, that's the thing. It's immediate, and they haven't thought this through.
Yeah.
One bit. Jason Kenney has done his best to talk out both sides of his mouth on it.
That?
Ugh. Because I think he sees in his... He knows he's never going to be prime minister. But he sees now...
Can you imagine?
I know, right? But here's the thing. He sees now a vision, and it says founding father, Jason Kenney. And that is... Canada won't make you PM. Make your own country and become prime minister and founder. You go down in history for founding a nation.
Yes, a landlocked.
Yes, a landlocked nation full of no money, a bunch of ripped out oil fields that are already dead, and a collection or a populace of very angry, very aggressive. People who will not accept outsiders.
No, I'm not going to paint Alberta with that.
Part of their province's actual policy, or not province's, the party's actual policy, is to essentially stop all immigration from Eastern Canada. You're not allowed to come work here. You're not allowed to move here.
I still won't paint Alberta with that, though.
I will that party.
Oh, I'll paint them with a bunch of nonsense because it's their own goddamn
But
nonsense.
that's what they're striving
paint
for.
Paint them with Jason Kenney, that's the worst color on it.
There you go.
That is, ugh.
And the other thing...
If you want that to be a founding father of your country, have at your country.
Yeah, how about you just, take all the money that you imaginarily have for this project, buy an oil rig somewhere, you'd love it, and just sea land the shit out of that. There, you can have your country. You're not going to get into a civil war with the natives, who will kill you, because they have had enough shit from all of us. And Oka shows that if you really, really want to push them over land, you will fucking get shot at.
You're going to invoke Oka? You're going to invoke a...
Invoca.
You're going to get some new listeners on this one.
Red card. But the other fascinating thing is that one of the main founders, actually both of the founders, are white nationalists. like card-carrying members of white nationalist militias.
Which founders are you talking about?
The two dumb shits that have beards slash goatees.
Oh, you're talking about Wexiteers?
Yeah, the Wexiteers.
Yeah, no, I...
So they're actual white nationalists, and this is actually... Wexit is a covert attempt to create a white ethno-state. It's literal Nazis. It's literal Nazis!
I haven't done any research on these fools yet, so I'm not gonna weigh in on that one. But I just, it's...
I have.
I kinda hate giving it breath. I do.
Oh, I know, but we have to talk about it for two reasons. One, it is literally happening as a result of the election, and two, that's silly willy. Canada usually isn't this interesting.
Yeah, it's true.
We don't usually have, like, potential rebels.
Ugh. Yeah, it's that curse me, you live in interesting times. It's the bad sign of that.
Yeah. Enough people said that foolishly in the 90s, thinking it was a compliment that we're all now doomed.
Ugh. Who would say that? Ugh.
I've been told that a few times by people who think thought that was... It's just like, oh my god.
It's YOLO personified right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, everything's great right now. I think in that same vein, maybe Brexit is great, or Wexit is great right now. I think it is good for critical thinking to have these conversations. As much as I hate giving it oxygen, at the same time, I realize that unless you're Britain, hopefully, it's not necessarily a bad thing to have these conversations. You have to have some mechanism of ensuring honesty, though.
Yeah, it's good every now and then to field test the rigors of your state, and without endangering them.
I was thinking even more in the more abstract sense of, like, start getting people to question why they've been voting conservative and whether it's getting them what they want.
Yeah.
And some of those people are going to go full-on wackadoodle Wexit, but a lot of those people are going to go goddamn anywhere else.
Yeah.
A lot of the people who are currently voting Liberal NDP up there might go somewhere else too.
Right.
And hopefully not too fringy, but they might go, we need to shake things up towards the center as well. That's the thing. We're starting to get more fringe parties in this country across the board.
Who's on the left? Because I
still call the Greens a fringe party, even at 10% nationally. Like,
that's fair.
Not fringe in the negative, like, not fringe in the PPC wackadoo sense.
But they are technically marginal.
We won't call them fringe, we'll call them a marginal party. Very marginal.
I know that there was a bit of noise from the Communist Party.
I didn't hear a whisper of noise from the Communist Party.
Like, they tried to go as hard as they could on this election, which is difficult when you're sharing a rented minivan.
Wait, was this the Communist Party or the Marxist-Leninist Party? Because even those can't get along.
This was the Communist Party. This was very specifically the Communist Party of Canada. I think the Marxist-Leninist Party is actually dead.
I should hope so, because if the Marxist Party and the Marxist-Leninist Party and the Communist Party have to exist at the same time, because their differences are so great that they can't be a unitary party, or one, at least one of them, obsolete.
It's the most...
That's ridiculous.
It's the most extreme left thing ever. You're the same party. Fuck those guys.
That is great.
The same party.
So wait a minute. You're too left for the NDP. That I understand.
Yeah.
No. No, can't do that. Yeah, I guess there's not super fringiness on the left yet.
Well, it's very difficult because... if you're too left for the NDP or the Greens when they're being on the left, you probably aren't too into, like, capitalist systems supporting democracies. You're probably going to just be, like, there's a hop, skip, and a jump, and you end up in fuck the system. And you're not going to organize a party for fuck the system.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
The anarchist party is kind of ridiculous in a concept. Yeah. That wouldn't work out so well.
Oh my god.
I wonder too if it's just maybe the conservative tent finally collapsing.
Yeah, it too much was attempted by someone who had the ego, but also, like, he had the ego to hold it up. Stephen Harper's enormous ego held that tent up. Mm-hmm. But because of his enormous ego, he didn't truly conceive of what happens when the personality of a personality cult vanishes.
No one with a personality cult ever does.
Yeah. So when it did, hey...
What does Trump think will happen after Trump?
He doesn't care.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
there is no after
Trump. There is no after Trump. I'm the best. So long as he escapes legal ramifications, he doesn't care. I think that's all he has thought about is, can I get away with this?
How much money can I make off of this?
Exactly.
An enormous amount.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, what countries can I move to that don't have extradition, or I can just pay my way out of having to deal with it?
He'll end up in Hungary for sure.
Hungary is a good one. I was thinking the United Arab Emirates, because they always accept people who throw money at them, regardless of their past.
I don't know. I'm not sure women are treated with a ton of respect in the UAE. That might be
uncomfortable. If you have money, they are. No. But no, Millennia and
oh, no, Ivana, he doesn't care about her. I'm just talking about... No, I'm talking about... Yes, yeah, no, would no, probably no. enjoy that shit.
That's a very good point.
Because he's disgusting as a person.
You can unfortunately buy human sex slaves in certain parts of that area. And we're not talking about, like, little creepy bazaars that hide. We're talking about, like, someone comes to you with a catalog. Yeah, no, this is high-end money stuff that happens there.
Yeah. Faces do not transcend radio well enough to express my emotion right now. But
that's,
My jowls are drawn way back.
So, since we have, we should officially move into the international section.
We've already threatened to move to America in the event that Quebec separates.
There you go.
I will admit, too, selfishly, Wexit, I've never been to Alberta or Saskatchewan. I would miss them as part of the country. I would. To say nothing of their economic contribution, which is why they're mad in the first place.
Their economic contribution is actually only about 12%.
It's still a fair amount.
It's a fair amount, but they inflate it enormously.
That's still delightful to comment upon when Nova Scotia's is necessarily a negative contribution.
No, we're contributing now. Enough. Enough that technically it's not static.
We're not what I'm saying, we're not a half province.
No,
equalization payment-wise, we're still net negative.
I'm going to quibble on a regional basis because it's fun to listen to.
Listen, when we're getting an allowance, we're not allowed to quibble on a regional basis. And stop being mad about us being on an allowance. Most of us are ancient. You're paying for health care for your grandparents. I love how every politician from out west, their solution is always just, oh, just move to Alberta and get a job. It's like, okay, who lives in Nova Scotia and pays taxes then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mostly retirees.
Yeah.
And come on.
Yeah. Oh, well, the system will take care of them. While you're agitating against equalization payments, it will.
Right.
Really?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. What will pay for healthcare then? Oh, we need private healthcare. Like, right, because everyone in the Maritimes is rich.
Right, yeah.
Awesome,
no, clearly.
Yeah. Grandma's got a ton of cash that she's just been stowing away.
Index pensions are just everywhere. I don't know what you mean. As much as it's been fascinating that an election happened here that has potentially set off two separatist parties and a possible insurrection in the West.
Oh, yeah, I was going to segue to us joining America if we all broke up anyway.
Yeah.
So we might as well go to America then. There we go. There's my segue.
What an episode we're having, because that's crazy enough in Canada, but this is impeachment episode of America.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we've moved on to the impeachment story arc.
They finally are at least doing something. Even if nothing legal comes out of it, at least they're finally like,
okay, I guess we have to instead of waiting. When your fucking country's current events are depicted in the popular imagination as the latest installment on, like, a primetime drama or soap opera...
Mm.
That's not a good thing.
No, that kind of instability means that you are going to collapse.
Yeah.
And it would be very advantageous for us economically and security-wise for you not to collapse. We don't want to have to deal with that, thank you.
Mm-hmm. There are signs that Trump could be starting to damage the Republican brand. And that is the only thing that will encourage Republicans in the Senate to... What is it they have to do? They have to convict or whatever?
Yeah, they have to convict him of an impeachment
You're right. He gets impeached in the House and convicted and removed in the Senate. Or whatever the terminology is. I don't know if it's convicted
or not. No, it is. It is with the Senate. The House passes.
Oh, yeah.
The Senate convicts. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have been seeing that. Kentucky and Virginia went blue on state levels.
Louisiana's governor was blue as well,
yeah. I believe. And these are not blue areas.
No, Louisiana's was a re-elect with some complications, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, complications.
Not complications like Georgia voting complications, but no, just like local involvement more than Trump being a huge factor, I think.
Yeah, but like Kentucky?
Yeah.
Kentucky going blue is not a thing that... Like, oh my god, I'm trying to think of the last time, and maybe Lyndon Johnson.
God, that long?
Yeah. Kentucky ain't a fan of the Democrats.
How much do you think people are paying attention to the impeachment hearings?
Because it's being shown on every network, and it's highly entertaining. Once you get past the minutiae, there's a lot of drama around it,
mm-hmm.
especially with Trump, say, intimidating witnesses
during
their testimony.
The Ukrainian ambassador lady.
O.J. Simpson level.
That was amazing. It was like, you are shooting yourself in the foot with your phone right now.
It's amazing.
Probably on the can.
Probably on a can.
That was amazing. The president is insulting you on Twitter. Right now. That's the age we live in right there.
Yeah.
Testifying in an impeachment hearing, the president is insulting you currently.
Personally.
About your professional behavior on Twitter.
And
Twitter is a cesspool that should be shut down immediately.
Oh, it is such a cesspool.
As much as Facebook is the greatest evil, Twitter should be shut down immediately just because it contributes nothing but intense negativity.
It contributes some other things, but yes.
Nothing but intense negativity, I say, Mickey. Don't forget to follow Mickey on Twitter until it's shut down for being intensely negative.
Oh my god.
Shut that shit down, but until then, subscribe to... Who are you on Twitter?
This week?
Yeah, right? follow Mickey until she gets evicted again, or they finally shut down that cesspool of nonsense that is Twitter.
I mean, it is because you keep interacting with the cesspool, it's true.
It's so gross. I do not miss it.
I believe that this is essentially OJ level because of how intense it has gotten. I was confusing two thoughts. That was a previous thought. To exemplify just how how fucked up things are, the response to Trump doing that and them having to read the tweets into the hearing,
mm-hmm.
to make it clear that Trump was actually intimidating the witness during it.
Mm-hmm.
The senior Republican at the hearing, his name is Jim Jordan.
Oh, Jim Jordan, if you do not know who that fucker is,
yeah.
you should look him up.
Yeah, he likes to watch, but he doesn't tell.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
He's a filth monger. But he's also a piece of shit in other regards of his life, such as this one. When he claimed in response, not saying like, oh, Trump shouldn't have done that, or that was stupid, or even just keeping his mouth shut,
mm-hmm.
he responded that it's the Democrats who intimidated the witness because she wouldn't have been aware of the witness intimidation unless the Democrats had read it to her.
That is the most disgusting thing.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
And again, you should still read some things about Jim Jordan. But that is...
Your opinion's not going to get better of him. Let's just say that.
That is the worst defense I've ever heard, though.
And it was a joke people immediately made after, like, they had read it into the hearing. And he goes right to that. If you're at the point that you're making excuses that are ridiculous jokes people made just 5 minutes before, stop.
Mm-hmm.
You're already the Republican Party in 2019.
But see, it's easy for us to sit up here and watch all this. Because we have the benefit of distance and slight impartiality despite extreme cultural dominance.
Yeah.
But this must look like amateur hour nonsense bullshit to a majority of reasonable Americans.
Oh, I'm sure.
And there still has to be a majority of reasonable Americans.
You hope.
You do.
Yeah. But it looks like that to other people as well. It looks like that to other countries who are de-investing. And specifically, it looks like that to Vladimir Putin. I believe last week or the week before, U.S. Army suddenly had to pull out of a base, a full American military base.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a place they set up. This is a fully constructed American base.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Where is this base?
Syria.
Yep.
And Trump had ceded it without telling anyone.
Mm-hmm.
To the Syrians. And when it's not the Syrians you have to worry about, it's their military backers, because this is all proxy war.
Oh, yeah.
And who's that? The Russians.
Let's take a brief moment if we're going to Syria.
Oh, yes, we're going to
now
Syria.
Now we have more listeners. Turning on the Kurds?
Yeah.
Turning on the Kurds.
Low.
That is the grossest... Out of, this is a president who has put children in cages.
Yes.
So therefore, this is his second grossest crime.
Oh, yeah.
Turning on the Kurds. They've done nothing but help and try to bring stability to an intensely instable, unstable place.
And like, sometimes...
Yes, there are Kurdish terrorists in Turkey. Yes, okay, fine.
But yeah, no, that's...
But the giant involvement for the majority of Kurds, I would say, and for our interests at large, and I say our as, like, general people of the world, this is a more stable Middle East.
Hell, if you want to be specific, NATO. For NATO's interests.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You've been relying on the Kurds for so long, and you treat them like trash and abandon them.
Yep.
And you disparage them after all that. You literally abandon them to death and torture.
Yeah.
En masse. And then you disparage them and dismiss them, like...
Exactly.
How? Ugh.
And when usually it's said, like, oh...
When I'm appalled and you've put children in cages and I'm appalled on a new level, you know you've done wrong.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, usually when it's claimed that leaders of countries betray one another, it's way more complex than that. This is
literal. Or it's
literal.
Hyperbole.
Exactly.
Right?
It's hyperbole. This is literal. He went, I don't want to deal with helping you anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You suck.
Yeah.
And let them be slaughtered.
Yeah.
That's a literal betrayal in the most succinct, specific way.
There's not enough coverage and intense reaction to that. There's too much blasé nonsense to that. Like,
yeah. Oh, in 30 years, it's going to be a great national shame, and there's going to be a whole museum to it in Washington, and, oh, we feel just terrible, but, you know, I was too young for that, or I wasn't involved with that. I didn't vote for Trump. Like,
didn't notice at the time.
Disgusting.
Well, if we're going to talk about ignoring travesties on a grand scale...
Oh, yes, let's.
Because, you know, we're all paying attention to the American travesty through the impeachment hearings, if nothing else, even if we're ignoring bigger picture items.
Now let's look at the America's tragedy. Or China.
That's the thing. I'm thinking we should move international. Let's just go straight to China.
Yeah,
let's get a horde of new listeners.
Let's go to Hong Kong.
I was thinking, no, everyone's going to Hong Kong. We're sure are ignoring all the Muslims being arrested.
Yes, you're absolutely true. There is a lot
for
more
thought crimes.
Yeah, and the thought crime being Muslim is so every single Muslim man I believe in entire villages have been. Literally vanished.
See, you can get mad at me and my weird mixed emotions stance on Quebec secularism all you want. I am still going to allow myself to be hugely morally outraged by China's treatment of Muslims right now.
Well, it's true. It's a war crime. Well, no, it's not a war crime. It's a crime against humanity. They're not at war. It's a crime against humanity.
Mm-hmm. They're at war in Hong Kong, but
yes.
But in the West now.
Yeah.
It's awful to know that something like that is happening and just, we're still buying all their goods.
Yeah, well, there's really no way around it due to the way that we focused our economy and consumer goods around it.
Is trade not dependent on democracy and human rights? Like, it can be.
Oh, it can be, but you can also make a better bottom line and save money by dealing with places that maybe just don't listen to you when you tell them, hey, could you not do that?
China may be distracting us, or Hong Kong, sorry, may be distracting us from a larger, more horrifying disaster happening in the West.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, for better or for worse, what's about to happen to Hong Kong will change policy.
Oh, yeah, because Hong Kong, the West cares a lot about Hong Kong.
Do you know how many Canadians live in Hong Kong?
I believe the count was 300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an astonishing number.
Mm-hmm. That's in Canadian terms, a large city, really.
It really is. It's enormous.
Yeah.
They would have their own minor league hockey team, at least. And you know, in Canada, that means something. But, no, seriously, if that's the reason China hasn't stomped on Hong Kong, like, truly stomped on them like mm-hmm. they could, is because the West is very attached to Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. And everybody is watching.
Yeah. You can do that stuff.
I don't see how it ends otherwise.
Oh, yeah. No, like, China cannot lose face.
No.
But at the same
time, China can't grant Hong Kong democracy.
No. No, they simply won't, because then
it would establish a precedent that yeah. China can grant freedom and democracy to one of its regions.
Yeah, and then the next biggest one will follow. And then when they try to do any shit with Taiwan, Taiwan's going to point to their own activities and be like,
yep.
No.
Yep. So what's the alternative?
They're going to stop them.
They have to essentially murder Hong Kong.
Yeah.
But they're going to... Tiananmen Square was bad.
Yes.
That was not the age of everyone has a video camera everywhere and the internet is instant and Twitter for it's all cesspool nonsense.
Yeah.
And is a thing.
See? Yeah. There you go. There you go. That's why. That's why.
Gross.
So we can see the world burn in real time.
Yeah, YouTube comments are even worse, so I can't defend it.
Yeah.
It's a horrifying, like, I really don't know how this ends. I don't. They can't expect this to just peter on forever because it just keeps escalating.
So the resistors have a 10-year plan of resistance. For
that's amazing.
They truly believe that that's how far they can go before really running out, or they should win. I believe that China, they're not going to overtly stomp on them. They're going to execute and disappear every single leader.
Well,
and
they have just been already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly. They're going to just strip it from the inside.
Well, I don't know if they've been executing and disappearing the leaders yet.
They have who they can.
Yeah.
But they're going to strip it from the inside and let it just collapse onto itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to seem to be organic.
But it's not about the leaders, though. It's not about the leaders, though, because...
No, but, like, yeah.
They've been very stupid in the way that they've allowed some of the local officials to behave.
Yes.
Like, some of the police beating a pregnant woman.
Mm-hmm.
Beating a pregnant woman. In yep. any culture is bad. But, oh my god. Just, no, that didn't go over well. Elderly people.
Yes.
You weren't talking the wrong culture to do that.
Oh, yeah. Shooting people for no reason, point
mm-hmm.
blank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no, like, it... And the real danger of that, like, it's going to suck for Hong Kong, but it's going to suck more for the next city because they're going to learn from this.
It's going to be weird, the lessons that get learned.
Yes.
China obviously hopes the lesson is going to be don't revolt.
Don't revolt, yeah. But if you do revolt, we're going to have all new
ways. International reaction to, you're right, like, it had to be Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Nowhere else in China matters as much as Hong Kong to the West.
Yeah, and due to the nature of Hong Kong, what, not only being an island, but being self-sustainable for so long.
Yeah, being used to self-sustaining.
Exactly. So it can. Nowhere else in China could do that.
Yeah.
Quite simply, you would have tanks roll through
mm-hmm.
the next day because they'd be able to simply roll tanks through without a problem.
Maybe Shanghai.
Maybe Shanghai, but you would definitely see a lot more violence in Shanghai.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see how this ends at all.
No. Not well.
What an strange problem for Winnie the Pooh to be facing in this particular children's book.
And if you're interested in our belief on the where we stand on it, there you go. Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh.
There's... Ugh, it sucks when you have such an admirable culture ruled by such an awful and disgusting leadership.
China goes through her cycles. You just gotta wait them out.
Yeah. Hey, we're accomplishing some of the most amazing things in the world. Cool. We're also brutalizing large segments of our populace.
Yeah. Ah.
Okay.
Well then.
Yeah. Oh, we're also going to be really strident about why we shouldn't be insulted by everyone.
Yeah.
To the point that we probably are listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm just over it. For the record, we're recording this on Japanese technology, I think, so nobody can be all like, nobody can accuse us of being hypocrites right
now.
No,
this is Californian technology.
Okay.
This is an iPhone.
You left your Huawei phone at home.
That's right.
Oh, that's an iPhone? Okay, sorry, China, we definitely are using Chinese technology.
We're using shit that was designed
and
in America.
And that's why we trade with China.
There we go.
Their earth minerals to the rescue again. Not to Hong Kong's rescue.
Ooh, good transition. Speaking of rare earth minerals.
Speaking of good transitions.
Yeah, thank you. South America is currently on fire in three different countries.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Well, Venezuela is the other one. Ah, right. They've been out of the news in my head too long. But now Bolivia and Chile.
Exactly. And Bolivia, at least, not only is it... Bolivia's two issues. Three issues, technically. One is the guy who got... ousted in the coup, he did kind of take some Democratic shortcuts.
Evo Morales?
Yeah. So there was that issue, but that's not the actual point of this. There was the secondary issue, which is the minority white population is very upset, and they also happen to control the military and the police, and so they've been brutalizing all the natives. And so there's definitely a racial thing to it. But the actual reason for this is mining rights to lithium.
Oh, fuck, for batteries and shit.
Yep. Okay. Because we need lithium now more than we need gasoline. Lithium is how we're going to power the future. And we have not... A lot of elements that we use and fight over, at least in the past... We've been kind of digging up or using or extricating for, in one way or another, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Lithium's one of those things that we never needed, and now we need it.
Yeah.
We need so much lithium if we're going to survive as a species, because lithium is terrific for clean energy. It lasts a long time, it holds a lot of power. And you can recycle it, I understand, in a way that is like... No recycling is actually clean because the amount of energy that is required has to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
So you're burning something to save something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's this universe. That's a fundamental problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get away from that. So this is the cleanest we can essentially get for a large source of energy. So of course.
Is it ethically clean, though, if this is happening already? This is what I love, is we never learn our lessons. Everyone's like, oh, oil's so bad because, like, you know, it finances Middle East governments like the Saudis, who are fucking terrible and way worse than China. That's how I feel about you, Saudis.
Yeah.
Well, your government, anyway. House of Saud off. pretty happy about that one.
That's a good one.
Thanks, man. But yeah, we're just going to shift it to South America now. We're just going to shift it to China for rare earth minerals. We're just going to, like, enrich and allow terrible nonsense while, like, we don't still have anything here.
And that's the way it kind of rolls.
Can't make anything out of no fish.
There you go. Can't make nothing out of no fish. But that's the way it goes. And that's why China has thrived, because it has such vast areas and climates that when the next thing rolls around, they always have some.
Mm-hmm. I think the only thing that can dent that, not threaten it, nothing can threaten it,
no.
The only thing that can dent it is probably Hong Kong right now.
Probably Hong Kong, yeah.
And it'll have to go very bad, which I guarantee you the resistors in Hong Kong right now, part of their plan, I'm sure, is that if it's going to go bad, it's going to go horrible.
Oh, yeah. They're going to make that... They're going to make sure...
They're going to make sure China murders them on live international every stream.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Exactly. And that may be one of their better options. Strategically thinking in a civil war, you know?
Yeah.
When it really becomes less about the ground you're standing on that it first was and then becomes, like, ideal... You're gonna allow it.
Hong Kong's greatest problem, though, is that the general populace of mainland China doesn't care.
Yeah.
Or not doesn't care, but is, like, against them.
Yeah. They see them as pretentious and special and Western and decadent and weird. And yeah, no, it's horrible.
They probably are a bit.
But they probably. I mean, like, listen, we're allowed to say this because we, too, were once British controlled.
We're also decadent and Western.
Exactly. Yeah. When you're raised as a society by the British, you come out a little odd.
That's true.
It's just, you wear a lot of, like, Bermuda shorts.
Your sense of humor's generally all right.
Yeah, that's all right.
Can't cook.
Yes, your food sucks. Do you like fish? Good.
We don't have any fish.
Damn it. Ah, that's probably a good... Let's see. Ooh, we've recorded an hour.
I was just thinking, we don't have any fish should be our traditional sign-off.
We don't have any fish.
Oh, this show has been clearly brought to you by the Maritimes.
Highliner is still a billion-dollar company, though.
We don't work for Highliner. We don't have any fish.
Yeah, no, we don't have any fish. No. Someone's got fish.
Who are the Highliners with all their fish?
You know the fish brand with the captain.
Who owns Highliner?
Highliner does.
Well, yes, but who is Mr. Highliner then? Like,
just some fucking board.
That's awful.
It's a publicly traded
if
stock.
If somebody's gonna have all the fish, it should be like the Scrooge McDuck of, like, fish owners.
Wouldn't,
like,
that be wonderful? And, like, yeah. even
I want a living, breathing embodiment of big fish.
Even today, he's still, like, every morning he goes down to the docks and is like, "What'd you bring me?" And they're like, "Sir, we don't do it that way anymore. I want to see today's catch."
Can his name be Mr. Sturgeon?
Mr. Sturgeon. Yes.
That's why we don't have any fish.
Damn you, Mr. Sturgeon. Damn you. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can find more of our stuff on everywhere.
Especially Twitter.
Especially Twitter. You can find a lot more writing by me. I'm doing more writing now. Ooh.
I remember writing.
Yeah.
I remember writing.
It's happening. You can find that on patreon.com/hereego. Is there anything you would like to promote?
Not writing. Give it a try.
The next episode you hear will be entirely written by me. I've been Mickey.
I've been Blake.
Thank you, and we're out of fish.
And we'll be back soon.
Yeah, we'll be back sooner.
But we won't have any fish.
No fish.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save